The Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's The Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. 5th Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Southern Steak and Oyster tomorrow doing the show. Brad will be with us hour three, handicapping. 888-702-5494 for Twitter at Bill is King. If you want to email me, BillIsKing7@gmail.com. Todd Grantham staying with the Gators. Bengals offered him the coordinator job. He pondered it and stayed down in Gator country. He's a guy that's been quite a few places. Wasn't he with the Cowboys before the Energy Vampire hired him? I think so. Somebody can bean count me on that one. Left Georgia when he could see the Energy Vampire had pretty much sucked all the life out of that program. Went to Louisville. Then went to Mississippi State, then went to Florida. I think I've got that chronology correct, Todd Grantham. So he's staying. I thought, and maybe my thinking was correct, that maybe he would leave Florida just because he seems itinerant at times, but apparently he's digging it down there, man. You can have good players to work with. You're in a good place. You're at State U. Had a good year. So I could see that. Jeff, too. Yeah, and he sent me this yesterday. I should have pulled this up, but now's a good time. He said, yesterday, Bill, you asked for a list of college football teams who had won back-to-back natties or two natties in 3 years. Those teams can be found in the link below, and I'll retweet it so everybody can see it. Is what I'll do. But it's teams that have won either back-to-back or two out of three since 1936. And it's not a real long list. I mean, there are various teams. Most recent, obviously, is Clemson. Clemson won it in 16 and 18. Some other teams. Florida won it 06 and 08. Miami went on a hell of a run. They won it 87, 89, and also 91. Southern Cal 72, 74. Nebraska. Think about Dr. Tob's finish. He actually won 3 out of 4. Alabama's done it a bunch. More recently, 15 and 17. Then they went back-to-back, 11 and 12. 09 and 2011. 78, 79. 64, 65. The 78, 79 Alabama teams were the teams that first kind of got me connected to them. Meaning I started becoming aware. I started acknowledging this is my high school years. Oklahoma did it more recently, 74-75. Notre Dame, it's been a while for them, 46-47, also 49. Army and Minnesota have done it too. Minnesota 40 and 41. Army 44 and 45. It's hard to do. The recent teams, let's say in the last 25 years, only Clemson, Florida, Nebraska, and Alabama have done it. And again, the criteria is either you won it back-to-back or you won two out of three. That's a very exclusive fraternity. Not everybody gets to hang out in that fraternity. It's exclusive, not inclusive. By the way, just how playoffs should be. Not everybody gets in. Let's make it fair, because that doesn't really make it fair. It just rewards mediocrity. Well, not mediocrity. It rewards not being good enough. Exclusion is the attractiveness, not inclusion. Yeah, that's a good list. I appreciate that. Yeah, I was talking to Jeff yesterday, and he said, I'm going to send you this, and I'll remind you tomorrow morning. I'm glad he did. It's a good list. So a few things this morning that we've talked about. There's a good defensive coordinator who is free right now. Jim Leavitt got unhired by Oregon. This apparently had been trending. I wasn't really paying attention to it. Shame on me. Oregon typically isn't a thing on this show. Not a big thing, at least. Just because of geography, right? Anyways, he gets unhired, Jim Leavitt, by Mario Cristobal on Wednesday. It becomes news Wednesday. They owed him for three more years. He had a four-year deal that paid him $1.7 million a year. So they owe him $5.1 million, which he'll get. And he and Mario Cristobal were not buddies. Let me put it this way. They're not exchanging Valentine's cards today. Valentine greetings. They're not doing that today, these two guys. When Willie Taggart won and dunned Oregon to go back to Florida and take the Florida State job, Rob Mullen, the AD there, interviewed a couple guys on the staff, Mario Cristobal and Jim Leavitt, and settled on Cristobal. Apparently, it wasn't even a close competition to be the head coach, to get the nod as the head coach. And Leavitt's feelings were hurt. Willie tried to bring him to tally, and Oregon just kept up in the number, and they kept him for $1.7 million. He basically had the ability there to use the old leverage game, which is not a bad idea. It's a smart idea. Leverage is a good thing. So he gets a four-year deal for $1.7 a year. But he and Mario Cristobal were not buddies. And when you're competing for the head job and you both interview, one aces out the other, that's tough. On top of that, it's like Chris Landry was talking, LandryFootball.com. Jim Leavitt is not the most easy guy to get along with anyways. Now, he's not a jerk. Like, who are the biggest jerks on our list? Bob Petrino, Chip Kelly, those are the current biggest jerks. Ralph Regan, who's not in coaching right now, I don't think. I know he's not a head coach, at least not in college. He'd be on the list. Leavitt doesn't belong in that group, but he's not the easiest guy. I'll tell you what, when he took over and got things going down at South Florida, and he basically, when he got there, we used to talk about it. He'd be on the show. He had a trailer. That was the facilities. He worked out of a trailer down there until they got everything built up. And he did a really good job. I forget what happened to Leavitt at USF. Was it he was too mean? Yeah, was it just he was a meanie, and the players couldn't handle it, and they revolted on him, and he got fired. What I can't remember. Was there one incident or not? I should have looked that up before coming in here. No, Kev says, wonder who was recruiting Kayvon Thibodeau to Oregon. Oh, now Mario Cristobal is a really good recruiter. The head coach. Ultimately, it'd be Cristobal. Now, which assistant coach, I don't know. Clay says, Bill Grantham is a jerk. Well, now, Clay says that because Grantham tried to fight everybody at Vandy after that Georgia game. He did. Remember that? The DB for Georgia, Williams, I think, the safety, was popping off, was cussing the Vanderbilt sideline, and after the game, James Franklin went up to the Energy Vampire and said, hey, number so-and-so, this is what he said. Could you do something about this? And the Energy Vampire is not a fight-back kind of guy. So he said, okay, I'll deal with it. Well, apparently it got heated. Grantham came out there like Chuck the Chest and was all bowed up at Vanderbilt sideline. Came storming across the field. Does anybody still have that video? Came storming across the field and was basically saying, somebody hold me back. I'm about to go light some folks up. I'm about to go throw down on the Vanderbilt sideline. It's during the James Franklin regime. Yeah, remember that? It was right after the Vanderbilt. It was a Saturday night game, too. It's right after that game. So that's what Clay's referring to. Jim in West Palm says, Bill Leavitt got in trouble for putting his hands on a player. Soft people, soft society. I knew there was something. I knew it had to do with his being a meanie. Like Bo Pelini, he's a meanie. But I didn't remember exactly what it was. Oh, Jeff 2 pulls it up. Here's the article. It says, South Florida fired Jim Leavitt after a school investigation concluded he grabbed one of his players by the throat, slapped him in the face, and then lied about it. Now, who wouldn't like being treated like that? Come on. Little throat grab, little slap in the face. Come on. You name a football player who wouldn't look back at that with fondness. Come on now. Yeah, I mean, he is a St. Petersburg guy. I think went to Dixie Highlands High School, I believe, Jim Leavitt, back in the day. And now he's just living the good life. Yeah, Chris Landy was talking about it. Leavitt was trying to get out of there before this. He tried to get the Colorado job, according to Chris, tried to get the Texas Tech job. Jim's not going to be able to get one of those jobs. If somebody wants to hire him for a bunch of money, a coordinator, he can get those gigs. But a P5, I think his P5 days as a head coach are done. He's 62. He's got a reputation of being kind of a meanie. That ain't happening. Unless he's got a buddy somewhere who's just going to hire him. But they owe him a lot of money. Peter says, Bill, have you read this? And then I don't see a link. Is there a link to that, Peter? The Cosby Cattleman. Yeah, so here's how that got going yesterday. Peter says, Bill, do you live next to Dolly Parton or something like that? I don't even think Dolly lives in East Tennessee. She lives at Dollywood. She lives right there, like literally in the theme park every day. So I don't think she's got, does she have a house? I don't think she does. I mean, she could afford it, sure, but. So he asked about that, and I got to talking about just being here and all the folks you'll see. If you care about that kind of stuff, I don't care. All those years when Amy Grant lived right across the street on her farm, I couldn't tell you anything she ever sang. I know she went to Harpeth Hall when I was at Battleground Academy. That's all I knew. Okay. When Alan Jackson lived down the street the other way, couldn't tell you anything about it other than he's famous. But anyways, Cosby Cattleman calls in, and he's just rambling and talking about whatever he's talking about. He said, I got a story. I'm downtown in the Gulch at a sushi place. He goes, this is in the 90s, and the Gulch wasn't even a thing then. And this place that no longer is in business, I'm in there, and I'm enjoying, I'm having a good night. I go to the bathroom to relieve myself. I'm standing at the urinal, and who comes in right next to me to relieve himself but Billy Gibbons of ZZ Top. So the Cosby Cattleman, famous, the Cosby Cattleman, taking a whiz next to Billy Gibbons. I wish I had a picture of that. Now, I don't want to see the private stuff. Just a picture of them standing like next to each other at the urinal. Cosby Cattleman. No. Billy Gibbons relieving himself next to somebody who's famous. The Cosby Cattleman. That's how I would caption that. So yeah, that's how. Peter, if some of you did not like that exchange with the Cosby Cattleman yesterday, blame it on Peter. He's the one that got that started. I did not start that conversation. Jeff, too, pulls up Levitt's bio. And he actually played at Missouri. He is a Missouri. I forgot about that. But he's from St. Petersburg. Went to high school there. Before he took the South Florida job to be the head coach, he was at Kansas State as the co-defensive coordinator. That's right. He was there under Snyder. I'd forgotten. Well, I hadn't forgotten about that, but. Anyways, okay, I tell you what. Let's get the break here. First break here in hour number 3. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Keeping an eye on that crash with injuries in Charlotte Park at Briley and Robertson Avenue. Another crash in Hermitage on I-40 eastbound at Old Hickory Boulevard. I-40 is slow across most of Hermitage. 65 southbound slowing from Dickerson to Trinity. Choose a career that makes a difference. Aim high, the United States Air Force. Log on to airforce.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Hello, I'm Tom Hodges of Goggin Cold Hall, a regional refrigerated company that operates within a 500-mile radius of our home in Smyrna, Tennessee. We're seeking professional drivers to join our family-owned business. Our number one priority of serving our customers is by taking care of our employees first. With a $1,000 sign-on bonus plus a driver referral program, Goggin Cold Hall offers an excellent benefit package with a 401k retirement plan, paid vacations and holidays, insurance options, and a competitive pay structure that includes weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. No Northeast travel, no touch freight, and with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth equipment, we promise to treat you in a first-class manner. If you're interested in joining our family at Goggin Cold Hall, please visit www.goggincold.com. That's www.goggincold.com or call us at 931-225-3873. That's Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
Part of you won't be satisfied till you eat food that's hot and meaty. You want Penn Station East Coast subs, grilled steak and onions, baked bready goodness, and fresh cut fries. Answer your craving. Penn Station, hot meaty goodness.
Visit Penn Station East Coast Subs in Hermitage and the two locations in Murfreesboro on Memorial Boulevard or Medical Center Parkway. For February, try the Philly Cheesesteak Sub with amazing fresh-cut fries and drink at a special price. Penn Station, hot meaty goodness.
Ladies and gentlemen,
here's a smart suggestion.
Check out the new and improved WNSR.com.
You're going to have to explain that.
It's the new and improved WNSR.com. With everything a sports fan needs.
We got a whole new attitude.
All the scores. All the highlights. All the updates. All the stories. And even the new website smell from Nashville Sports Radio.
This is the most important religious event of our time.
You keep saying that, but you don't tell me how.
Log on to the new and improved WNSR.com.
Five State Forecast.
your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. Increasing cloud sunshine today, high 59. Could see shower activity this evening, low 45, which for localized flooding. Mostly cloudy chance of showers on Friday, high 52. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Alvin Washington.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Got biscuits, kitchen notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel does, and Bill King loves them all.
Omni Nashville Hotel, we're going to be in the area tomorrow. We'll be at the Southern Steak and Oyster, so come on by. Gator Brandon puts up the link on YouTube of Grantham. It's at the end of the Vanderbilt-Georgia game in Nashville, 2011. That's when that happened. So I retweeted it. I stand corrected. Jeff 2 says, Bill, Dolly Parton's got a home in Brentwood. So she does have a home here. Says, when traveling Concord Road towards Nolensville, turn right on Crockett. Dolly lives in the first gated house on the right. I did not know that. I drive through there from time to time to get to Sunset Junior High when one of my kids has a game there. But I did not know that. I stand corrected. I knew Dolly Parton's got the means to have a home in various places. I know that. But I just didn't know. Didn't know she was here. So, Peter, when you asked the question, Bill, do you live next to Dolly Parton? There was some merit to that, even though I don't. It's a good question, though. Peter points this article out. It's in the New York Times Sports. Says high school football players in New Jersey will be limited to 15 minutes of full contact practice each week under new rules that state officials called the toughest in the country. So here we have it. We are, folks, we're getting close to what I've told you. At some point, we're going to have an announcement, and they're going to demand that every player be wrapped in bubble wrap. We're not there yet, but we're trending there. Let me read just a little of this. Facing a significant decline in the number of students playing high school football, the New Jersey Interscholastic Athletic Association on Wednesday adopted new guidelines to sharply reduce the amount of contact allowed in practices and, in doing so, address concerns about player safety. The new rules, which the association said were the most restrictive in the country, see, they're proud of this. Note they're proud of this. Limits the time that teams can engage in full contact drills in practice to 15 minutes a week. That's 15 minutes a week. I thought it was per practice. This is even worse. Let me read that again. Limits the time that teams can engage in full contact drills in practice to 15 minutes a week. That's down from 90 allowed under the old rules. You only had 90 prior. Now it's down to 15. Preseason full contact drills, previously unlimited, will be reduced to 6 total hours. That includes scrimmages. The existing ban on full contact in spring and summer practices in New Jersey remains in effect. New Jersey officials said that other states are considering similar restrictions as concerns about head injuries continue to grow. I won't read any more, but that's the gist of it. So let me ask you this. If you're going to limit full contact to literally 15 minutes a week in New Jersey. Are you going to change the way the game's played? Meaning, are you going to limit or not allow contact? Because what's the point of never practicing it and then play games where it's full contact the entire time? What's the point there? To me, you could make the case that that right there is more harmful to the players than full contact more often. Because what kind of conditioning are you going to be in as far as hitting is concerned once you get to a real game where I assume in New Jersey they still hit in games? I don't get that. Well, what's the point there? We're going to eliminate something to really virtually nothing, except we're going to play the game unlike the way we practice the game. To me, that's taking it to a very, very wrong extreme. I've got a simple conclusion here if you don't want to be injured and you don't want to get targeting. Don't play. You're not required to play. Play another sport. Get a hobby. Get a job. Don't play. Let me get Alan down there in Tampa before we get to the bottom of the hour break. What's up, Alan? How you doing, sir?
Good morning, buddy. How are you?
So you still down in Gator Country in Gainesville?
Yeah, I'm getting the hell out of here today, but I got to come back next week.
Yeah, you've been down there. Alan's a big Seminole, but he's forced to work this week. His job, his the company he owns, they've got work in Gainesville. So he's having to cavort with the enemy a little bit.
Yeah, I went to Sonny's Barbecue yesterday with my Seminole jacket on, and I got a lot of dirty looks. So.
Did you?
Yeah, they weren't too fond of it, but it is what it is. They come to our neck of the woods every now and again. At the end of the day, it's a football game. You can't take it too seriously.
Yeah.
You're talking about earlier about Levin. Yeah, he smacked the kid and grabbed him by the throat and ran him out of town. Then they hired Skip Holtz, and that was a disaster. And then they hired Silly Willie, and it went on from there.
Right, right. I'd forgotten about Skip Holtz.
Yeah, that was a true train wreck.
Yeah.
You know, the thing about the no tackling, if you don't tackle, nobody touches you, and you play hands all week, and then you play on a Friday night, some guy lays you out. I mean, that's going to be, I'm with you, I think that's more detrimental to the kid's health than practicing all week.
Right. Yeah, that's taking it way too far. But you can't reason with some people, so I'm not going to try.
I didn't know you lived out there in the high country where you in the high cotton out there with all them country music stars. High stepper.
You know, they all moved out, but for a while they were around. But they all go up to a lot of them go to a place called Leaper's Fork, which is further south, and it's still Wilco, but it's there are really not many neighborhoods up there, and they all have sprawling properties, and they can be private. Those folks don't like to live around people.
I think my mom down in Gulf Shores, there's a little place called Ono Island over by Alabama Point, and that's where a lot of people with high dollar, that's where they live at. They got a gate. You can't get over that bridge unless you know somebody or they put your name on the list.
Is that right? Huh.
Oh, yeah. Kenny Stabler had a house there, and there was a rumor for a while Tom Selleck had a place there, and a few other people had a place there. But that's a nice place down there anyway. But, yeah, you get them high neighborhoods, man. You know, that's something else.
Kenny would only leave to get – yeah, Kenny would only leave to get beer.
Well, there's a place in Gulf Shores, I don't know if you've ever been there, on the beach across from a hangout called the Pink Pony Pub. It's been there since the 40s or 50s. Outdid every hurricane, and that was his hangout. You go in there on a Sunday, he'd be sitting at the bar.
Is that right, Kenny?
That was his hangout.
I never met him.
I never did. I seen him sitting there one time, but he was, that's a good way to say it, hammered.
Yeah.
But there was a rumor that he owned part of the place one time. I don't know if that's true or not, but that was his hangout, the Pink Pony Pub.
I miss the snake, man. Even though I never knew him, I miss him.
Oh, the guy was awesome, dude. He was great. But, you know, alcohol is a bad deal. That's what got him.
Yeah. No, I hear you.
Bad deal. How many acres you got out there on your farm?
I had. Now, I sold it a few years ago. I'm not there anymore, but I had about 30.
Well, that's cool, man. It's a nice spread. All the
yep.
kids got plenty of room to play.
Loved it. Yeah, I loved it. They wanted to get to a neighborhood, and we ended up in a neighborhood. But Had it for about 25 years, I think.
That's nice, man. Going out, just doing your thing, plenty of room to run.
Yep.
That's going to be the way to go.
I hear you, brother.
We got down here, all these people moving down here. I'm ready to do something like that myself.
All right, Alan, be good, buddy.
Have a great day, buddy. Have a great weekend. You and Mrs. King, have a nice Valentine.
Thank you, sir.
All right, buddy.
Appreciate the call. Tickets at Primo Seats. Tickets at Primo Seats. PrimoSeats.com for all of your ticket needs. Use the name Bill is King. You get about 5% off. Bill is King. 5% off for doing that. And remember, that includes concerts. So Primo Seats for all your ticket needs. Sporting events, college or pro, concerts. And take advantage of the deal we've got for you. Take the name Bill is King. Put that in the promo code box. That will get you taken care of. PrimoSeats.com for all of your ticket needs. Break time. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Still clearing a crash in Hermitage on I-40 eastbound at Old Hickory Boulevard. I-40 is slow across most of Hermitage. West of Nashville on I-40 east, another wreck just before the Charlotte Pike exit. In Midtown, a crash on 14th near Hustler Hollywood. 24 east and 65 south are slow past Dickerson Pike. Prince's Hot Chicken, the original hot chicken restaurant. Download the Prince's app and get $2 off your next order. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time
traffic. Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym and in the bedroom. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free. Just pay shipping and handling. Not 10 days, not 15 days, but a full 30-day supply free. When you text the word FAST to 797979. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text FAST to 797979. Text FAST to 797979.
When it comes to professional banking in Nashville, there's a new benchmark, Landmark Bank. Landmark Bank is now open on Music Row and is professionally managed by local financial experts John Morrissey and Robin Henderson. When you're ready to see banking differently, call John or Robin at 651-7280. That's 651-7280. Or learn more online at landmarkbanktn.com. Music Row's new landmark, Landmark Bank. Professional and personal banking for sports, entertainers, and entrepreneurs. See banking differently.
Discover a new level of relaxation at Mokara. It's your chance to revive, rejuvenate, and restore amidst the welcoming tranquility of our award-winning destination spa. We invite you to sample our extensive spa offerings, including massage therapy, facials, body treatments, salon services, and so much more. Experience refined relaxation at Mokara Spa, located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel. For an appointment, simply call 615-761-3600.
The Greg Pogue and Big Joe Show.
Can these sick people be cured?
Yeah, all right. I'm gonna knock that chest off.
Doesn't anyone do any work around this joint anymore?
Weekday mornings at 9.
I have you guys on every morning to wake up to.
I gotta tell you, nobody loves you more than I do.
You guys are way too cocky.
Makes a cut off and running.
The Greg Pogue and Big Joe Show on Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. College sports. Bill King knows a few things.
Tomorrow we'll be on the road. We'll be back in town at the 7th Steak and Oyster, right around the corner from the Omni Nashville Hotel. You folks who have been into town to stay at the Omni or been downtown, hung around a little bit, you know exactly where that is. Easy to find. And come on by. Love to meet you. We do have people from time to time who hit me up and say, Bill, I'm going to be in town. I'd like to come by and meet you guys. What's the best way to do that? Well, since we're always at the Wilco location, well, except some exceptions, best thing is time it up with Fridays when we're on the road. Like the first Friday of the month, we're at the Omni, Kitchen Notes. That's a good time to come by. Or the third Friday when we are at the Southern Steak and Oyster. That's every month. That's the schedule. First Friday, third Friday. Come on by, and we would love to meet you. We are just as interested in meeting you as you are us. I can promise you that. Gator Brandon says, Bill, I spent the end of last week and the beginning of this week in Chicago for work. I've never been so happy to see Tennessee. I wish Black would cut everything from Kentucky south away from those northern states. Yeah, that's the opposite from Black. Yes. No, I mean, look, a lot of people, I know a lot of people from Chicago that live here, and Chicago's obviously a very popular destination town. I couldn't live there. Have I spent any time in the suburbs up there to know? No, I haven't. So I'm not speaking from experience. When I've been there, I've stayed in the city because it's always for business. So I'm sure the suburbs are sprawling and incredible there. There's also some really awful parts of Chicago, too, but I don't think weather-wise, I'm too used to what we have here. I couldn't adapt to that. That wouldn't be, I don't think I could do that. Jeff 2 says, Bill, I've got a theory on Cosby's Valentine's Day. He's spending the entire day drinking a handle of Dickel, listening to George Strait's All My Exes on a continuous loop. All my exes live in Texas, therefore I reside in Tennessee. You may be right. I don't know what he's doing. Cosby Cattleman likes to bet the ponies. He likes Dickel. He likes George Strait YouTube videos. We know that. He also likes to sometimes pack it up and go out west, go to Vegas or hit the West Coast. He likes some of the West Coast podcasts too, like Ryan Abraham, who's got the Inside Troy site, the Southern Cal site. He likes to listen to that. He likes to listen to some of the other shows as well, like down in Louisiana. Matt Moscola's got a show he likes to listen to down there. I believe it's out of New Orleans and Baton Rouge. I know he's on in New Orleans. I think he's on both places. He likes to listen to Pat Dooley, even though he hates him. He can't stand Pat Dooley. He thinks Pat Dooley is a Florida shill, and he calls him Fat Pat Dooley. But he listens to him from time to time. Yeah, he likes to do that. He kind of likes to jump around a little bit. I don't know that he calls any other show. He might. He's not allowed to call any show in East Tennessee because he's been banned. Yeah, East Tennessee, the East Tennessee Mafia, the state-run controlled radio, they don't want him on up there popping off about Tennessee. No, he's not enough in line for them. He strays away from the corporate template too much for them. Yeah, there are certain guidelines that you must abide by when you're up there in East Tennessee. And he strays well off the reservation too often with his popping off. So no. You're not going to hear him up there. Just saying. The Gary Joe Collins says, Bill, Chicago is kind of a dumpster fire. He says, I stayed 4 days in Schaumburg, and it was awesome. A neat place. He says it's about 75,000 people. Not bad. Yeah, I mean, if you're actually in the city, that'd be hard. And that's why I don't have a good view of it, because I'm never there casually. I've never gone to Chicago personally and just said, let's go hang out. It's always been because of business. So I'm in the city, and the times that we did stay on Lake Michigan hotels where you're looking out, now that's nice. And Grant Park and all that, going through there and going to various restaurants. I mean, that's fun. One morning, I did my show out of the WGN, the very famous WGN studios. That's pretty cool. Now, speaking of dumpster fire, and I realize this could happen in any town, happens in any town. But when I pull up in the taxi to WGN and get out, and it's dark. It's like 4:30 in the morning, whatever time it was. And I pull up to where you're going to walk to get to the front door to get into WGN. There's a parked car on the street. It's like an old Cadillac. I mean a really old Cadillac. And it's running. But I don't see anybody in the passenger or the driver's seat. And I walk by, and I know, look, this is Chicago. This is a city, any city. Don't get too nosy here. Just mind your own business. But I couldn't help but notice there's a guy laying in the front seat, passed out, car running in Chicago. Guess he had too many pops. I assume later he got arrested once the police got around the corner to him there. But that's the first thing I noticed. There's a car running. Nobody's in it. Oh, yeah, they are. They're slumped over. Now, again, that's not just a Chicago thing. That could, any city has that. So I'm not trying to impugn or insult Chicago with that. Yeah, that's the only place a dude has too many pops and passes out in the car. That's not what I'm saying. But that's what I remember. I remember that more than the actual broadcast that morning. I remember going in there doing the show. I don't remember what we talked about. But vividly, I remember the guy slumped over in the car. WGN Studios. Yeah, it would. And most of the people that, of course, you know, Jeff lives up there. Tabs lives up there. We got various people. Jimmy in Chicago, who no longer calls the show, lives up there. So quite a few people in Chicago hang out with us here on the show. Let me take one more break. I know we've got to get that done on this Thursday edition. Tomorrow at the Southern Steak and Oyster, we're brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
A wreck on Gallatin Pike near the Home Depot. I-65 is slow across Metro and the West Loop. I-40 slow across most of Hermitage. Spence Lane also seeing bumper-to-bumper traffic. 24 East and 65 South are both slow past Dickerson Pike. Same for Ellington Parkway southbound towards Spring Street. ICU Security specializes in surveillance camera installation and service. Check them out at icusecurityinc.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Credit products are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How did I get into credit card debt? A trip to the emergency room.
Car repairs.
Moving expenses?
There's a million ways to get into credit card debt, but one sure way to start getting out. Avant. Avant offers access to online unsecured loans from $2,000 to $35,000 at competitive rates and no extra charges for paying back early. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. The application takes minutes, and if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, funds are deposited as soon as the next business day. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 7171 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 7171. Avant.com, code 7171.
In the heart of downtown Nashville, the Southern Steak and Oyster is a unique and animated eatery that offers an authentically Southern adventure with a twist. Whether it be breakfast, lunch, dinner, weekend brunch, the Southern Steak and Oyster has a variety of dining experiences. Visit the Southern GetOutOfNashville.com to peruse menus, make reservations, purchase unique products, or book business and private parties. Located at 153rd Avenue South, the Southern Steak and Oyster offers free valet or validated self-park. Give the Southern Steak and Oyster a call at 615-724-1762 or visit thesouthernnashville.com.
Does it have enough? Yes, it does! It's out of here!
Anchor down.
Swing and a miss, strike three. Oh, how about that? Back to the track, to the wall. He leaps, and it's out of here! Let's play tomorrow! Oh, my goodness!
The Commodores open the 2019 season on the road against Virginia. Friday, February 15th, right here on your home for Vanderbilt Commodores baseball.
Pre-game coverage begins at 6:50 live on Nashville Sports Radio.
Forecast. Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. Increasing cloud, sunshine today, high 59. Could see shower activity this evening, low 45. Watch for localized flooding. Mostly cloudy chance of showers on Friday, high 52. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Alvin Washington.
Sports Radio WNSR.
The Arena of Ideas is now open for your telephonic interactions. 888-702-5494. The Bill King Show.
Nashville Hotel, Southern Second Oyster, is where we'll be tomorrow. Jeff in Chicago says, Bill, is this trash Chicago day? Living in the greatest city in the world isn't for everybody, I guess. He says it really sucks to be able to walk to the best restaurants in the world, boat on Lake Michigan, and have endless options of things to see and do. Yeah, it's Chicago's kind of getting trashed here, yes. On the show. I think my biggest drawback would be the winters. I don't know if I could endure that. I could try, but I'd say at this point in life, the chances of me getting to move to Chicago are not good. Not good. Now, the summers, everybody who moves down here from Chicago says the best part to them is the summers because the summers are glorious. I know when I've only been there in the summer. I was there in the winter as a kid, but I, you know, wasn't old enough to do anything. But when I've been there in July, it's like 75 degrees with a breeze. It feels like, it feels about like it would here in March, April. The summers there are incredible. But the harsh winters, I don't think I could do it. Noel Kev, who lives in DeKalb, says, suburbs are the place to be, Bill. Chicago is fun to visit a couple times. He says, Naperville has been named the best place to raise kids in the U.S. a few times. Yeah, my buddy John Gaka had been in Naperville a long time. Matter of fact, his office is on the main strip there in Naperville. And his building, he owns the building. I think it's up for sale. I think he put it up for sale. He's down here, and he's got a lake house up there too, and he had another home up there, and he sold that. And he came down here about 3 years ago. But he's a Chicago guy. But, yeah, Naperville, he's always talking about it. He says it's a great place. I've heard that. And like I told you, Naperville comes down here. And I forget the specific high school. Every spring, they come down here for spring break. Their baseball team does and plays. And they're good. Like I told you, I always think they're not good because they're coming from bad weather and there's nowhere you can practice because of the weather, and then they come down here and beat everybody. And they got more arms than we do. It's like, what's up with this? You can't practice. The weather's bad. How are you good? Every time they're good. I say ban them from coming down here. Tomorrow, Southern Steak and Oyster. Brad will be with us hour three. We'll be handicapping. Talk basketball. The number one game. Easily coming up this weekend is Kentucky and the Vols at Rupp Arena. Cosby Cattleman would say corrupt arena. I'm going to say Rupp Arena just to be fair and objective. That's the number one game. It's not some ACC game, some Big Ten game. It is in Lexington, the number one ranked Vols. Now, I saw, who was it last night on the SEC Network? I don't know. They were asking, they said, the question was, who's better, Duke or Tennessee? And one of them said if they played 10 times, it would be a split 5-5. I don't think so. Yeah, I don't buy that. I think Duke would win the most of those games. I don't buy that. But I tell you, Tennessee's damn impressive now. Watching, it's hard to ignore that now. If you're a doubter, just watch them. Just watch them. But, no, I think Duke would win more. If they played a series, I think Duke would win more of them. There's more talent there. Tennessee is a veteran, tough, well-coached basketball team. As you can tell, the theme here is typically football. But I don't – if we're talking about the ultimate conclusion of being the last team standing, I don't know that I believe in Tennessee that much yet. I'm willing to be persuaded. But the big game is Tennessee-Kentucky, and we don't have the spread on that thing yet. I'm going to get Brad to estimate that. I would assume Kentucky will be a very slight favorite because they're at home. Maybe 1 or 2 points. But Brad's going to know more about that than me. That's, giving you an estimated spread is probably not where my PhD comes from. That's more of a blind guess than anything else. But that's – again, they're going to play several times. They got to play two more times in the regular season. They could end up in the SEC tournament, and they could end up in the NCAA tournament playing. So we may be seeing the first of four matchups. We know two for sure. Yeah, we know two for sure. Yeah, good stuff today, though, and lots of topics. If you missed it, you can pull it up on the archives. Gabe DeArmond was with us. The site is powermazoo.com, and they've got a lot of snits going on up there. Number one, he says they're actually more united than they've ever been because of this NCAA thing. They got hit with postseason probation in three sports, football, baseball, and softball. And he said, typically, Missouri fans are not that united. They're feuding over something. He says this has united that entire fan base and their anger against the NCAA. They've got that going on. Barry Odom's bad because since the football program won't play in the postseason next year, teams are poaching the roster because those seniors, the rising seniors, are under rule free to transfer. It's not a new rule. It's an old rule. And he's mad because they're getting poached. And he says the number one culprit would be the Vols. Jeremy Pruitt's Vols. Now, come on now. Come on, Jeremy. Just like I told you when you were down there raising hell at Georgia with the energy vampire because he had no energy, be nice to your neighbors, Jeremy. Stop that. Stop going in there and poaching their talent. You're supposed to be the better recruiter anyways. Quit being a bad boy. See, they got that going up there at Missouri. He said Konzo's still under the honeymoon phase, so he's not in any trouble up there. Barry Odom's not in any trouble. Quarterback isn't transferring. So that's good news. So, yeah, we had him on. Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com, is with us earlier, too. If you missed all that, it's all up on the archives. We talked about Jim Leavitt getting unhired at Oregon. There's a good defensive coordinator who's free, everybody. Ty Grantham staying at Florida. And quite a few things to talk about today. A few things to get into. At CrazyCharlie615, at Bill is King. Archives are posted for you. I'll be on Twitter and hanging out all day, so if you need me, that's where I'll be. You can email me, BillisKing7@gmail.com. Lash Pop.